The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start the clock. Dan Cook now has 3 minutes to geek out on something. And you get to text in with a vote on whether it's halfway interesting or if the topic should never again be brought up in public. Again.
Nerd alert!
Let's set things up for this edition of Dan Geeks Out.
Streaming live on YouTube, we have visual aids for today's Dan Geeks Out segment at youtube.com/WCCO radio. So click on live. You can see Dan Geek Out. And, of course, it's about space again, so it's an immediate gong for me, but you get to weigh in.
Why would you? You don't even want to hear what it is?
Nope. So that's one gong. 651-461-9226 is where you get to vote with a green light or a gong. Are you ready for this, Dan?
Shall we start the timer?
Let's start the timer. You have 3 minutes, Dan Cook.
All right, so. You're going to see a small picture there. You can go ahead and blow that up at some point. This is from an observatory down in Chile called the Vera C. Rubin Observatory.
What's it called?
The Vera, V-E-R-A, C. Rubin Observatory.
Okay.
This is one of the most incredible space pictures you're ever going to see. Because in that space picture, and you can Google this if you want to see it at home if you're not watching on YouTube. But in that picture that you're looking at right now.
It looks like a smudgy iPhone screen.
Every single one of those smudges is a galaxy. There are 10 million galaxies in that picture alone. And the reason that they can get this huge swath is because this is the largest HD camera ever made. It's literally the size of a small car. And so every 3 nights, this observatory can map essentially the entirety of the Southern Hemisphere sky. And it's just going to keep doing that and layering those images and layering those images and layering those images. You get such fine detail here. This project has discovered over 2,000 asteroids we didn't know about. Yes. Click on the next picture because I want you to see how this next picture labels what we know are galaxies out there, galaxies that we've seen before.
651-461-9226. You can green light this nonsense or you can gong it.
Look how many galaxies are in this. This is incredible. This is amazing. If you want some kind of perspective here, go ahead and go to the third picture, because what you're going to see in this third picture...
Oh, my God. Three pictures?
There's three pictures. What? So you see there's a guy on the left side of that picture there that's got some spikes marks coming out of it. There's a few of those scattered throughout the picture. Those are called diffraction spikes. If you have that, that means that's a star. Everything else in that picture is a galaxy.
What are these little googly eyes that look like we're at the cabaret?
Those are spiral galaxies, large spiral galaxies that are actually closer to Earth than all of those little tiny
ones.
How
do we know that this image isn't just like some Photoshop goober?
Why on Earth would they do that? That makes no sense whatsoever. By the time that they're done with this project, they're going to have imaged nearly 20 billion, with a B, 20 billion galaxies. There's 10 million in this picture alone. By the time that they're done with all this, 20 billion.
When you found some aliens, get back to us. There's a gongaroo.
Find some aliens, please, with the alien stuff. One image from this camera is equivalent to basically 45 full moons. So if you can picture what the moon
looks
like when it's full, that's how big of a swath of sky one image from this camera is able to do. And one of the cool things that they're going to try and do here is find the areas of space where they think dark matter exists. Dark matter is mass in the universe that makes up about 85% of the total mass of the universe. We just don't know what it is. So here we are. We're going to find all kinds of crazy new information from this one observatory down in Chile. But that picture, that first picture, if you put that back up to me, 10 million galaxies. It's incredible what this thing is able to pull up. It's one of the most insane pictures I've ever seen in my life, and I love it.
Really great. Here, let me tally up the votes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you count this up for me? This is the problem. We need like one more person working on this show.
Votes.
All right, here we go. Oh, man, a lot of green lights coming in at the last minute.
Of course.
All right, so we've got green light, green light, green light, no. Green light, green light, green light, green light, gong.
Okay.
Green light, green light, gong. Green light, green light, gong.
Okay.
So I'm counting five gongs and 12 green lights.
Okay, I had 11 green lights and four gongs, but I don't know that I counted your gongs.
Well, my gong I added in. Yeah.
Either way, it's a crushing victory for me and the Vera C. Rubin Observatory in Chile. Honestly, what? Folks, if you don't, I mean, look up the Rubin Observatory on Instagram. They publish all the pictures there, or you can Google it. These are just insane pictures of the night sky. It is so beautiful. Just the base nature of nature is so amazing to be able to see all these different colors and all these different galaxies. You're talking about the Milky Way galaxy is a fairly average sized galaxy. We have 400 billion stars in the Milky Way alone. Several of these galaxies, many of these galaxies, are multiple times the size of the Milky Way. And you start thinking on those orders of magnitude, how big these things are, how far away they must be to appear this small in these pictures. It is just crazy. The scope of the galaxy, the beauty of the galaxy.
Do you have any favorites in here? How do you feel about HD 108058, NGC 9242?
Well, if I'm going to talk about like favorite
K over Genesis,
you know,
am I saying that right?
I have no idea. You're going to talk about like favorites when it comes to galaxies. Obviously, Milky Way is number one because
sure,
that's where we are.
You're one of us. You're just
it's like when people ask you what your favorite planet is. Well, let's start with Earth. Let's just start with Earth. But the Andromeda galaxy is the next nearest galaxy to us. And so you can get some beautiful, beautiful images of Andromeda, which is, again, much larger than the Milky Way itself. But that's the furthest away object you can see with the naked eye. If you're in dark enough skies, you can see the Andromeda galaxy with your naked eye. And it's 2 million light years away.
Here's the Andromeda.
Yep.
Yeah. The Andromeda is pretty.
It's beautiful.
It's very nice.
It's beautiful. And like I said, you don't even need the telescope to see it. In fact, it's almost better to view it with binoculars than it is with a telescope. Telescope almost gets you too close.
I'm more of an NPC.
Please.
NGC 4241. That's a good one.
M51 is the Whirlpool Galaxy. That's also beautiful. M81, I think it is Bode's Galaxy. Bode's and Cigar Galaxy are right next to each other. Those are kind of pretty. But again, you need very powerful equipment to start seeing those.
Sure. This has been Dan Geeks Out.
The people are with me, Jason.
The people are with you.
Green lights, baby. Let's go.
It's pretty good. Congratulations.
We need to do maybe this fall a drive time with DeRussia stargazing night.
Oh, I like that.
I think that's a good idea.
I would come to that. And I won't be. So there.
You would come, but you would just be sarcastic. And this isn't so interesting. You'd be that guy. You'd be heckling the whole time.
But isn't that more fun? We started this show 3 years ago on this date. Now, 715er here on the text line would like the show to end today and me to hand it over to you. I think you might not get the bit. It's all right.
It's okay, though.
It's okay. I'm embarrassing you, it says. Don't embarrass him. You embarrass yourself when you do this segment. I'm just telling you, 715, like another 3 weeks, and you might figure out what's going on.
Might get the bit.
We'll break. Should we ask people what their favorite thing about the show is right now?
I can't see why we wouldn't.
I could ask what part of the show you'd like to get rid of. You know what? You can weigh in on that.
You can do that, too.
That's fine. But, like, you know, let's be positive. It's Friday.
Friday, baby. Let's go.
651-461-9226. Drive time. Entering our fourth year of broadcasting excellence. Entering our fourth year of broadcasting here on CCO.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.